And we're back here, hour number two on this Tuesday, March the 24th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour, on what clearly, no matter how you slice it, is an historic day. It is the first day of the governor's stay-at-home order, which went into effect Monday night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we thank Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler for being on earlier this morning in hour number one. And somebody we want to talk to during this time is the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer, who, by the way, during this whole thing is going to come on with us during this time every Tuesday and give us updates on what's going on with the city of Marion and how this is all shaking out, as it were, ever-changing is what it is at this particular point. We welcome to these microphones the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Mayor, it's an interesting time. Stay-at-home order is in place. What do you make of all this at this point?
Well, look, you know, we take our directions from Marion Public Health. I heard you say you were talking to Tracy. I'm in contact with Tracy often and frequently. Through these trying times, we watch the governor's press conferences every day with Dr. Amy Acton and the Ohio Department of Health. You know, they are the professionals when it comes to issues of this nature, and so they've been very helpful in giving guidance on how government should operate, and obviously you have to put the governor and his leadership into this as well. We may not like all these orders that are coming down at us, whether we're just a citizen in a community or a local government. But I think it behooves us all to follow these orders as closely as possible so we can come out the other side stronger and better and healthier.
Mayor, we have not had a chance to talk since this all started about 13 days ago now. What have you made of the whole process of how our life has changed in the last 13 days?
Well, I think most of us, like you and I, Scott, we're creatures of habit. And when we get thrown out of our regular routines, it tends to throw us and others like us into a bit of a stir-crazy mode. But I think that we are also very adaptable. We're the most adaptable mammals on the face of this planet. And I think that we can adapt and overcome the situation that has been laid before us that is not the fault of anybody that is listening to you and I right now.
How do we keep, at this point, panic at a minimum? Because that seems to be the biggest problem we're having right now.
I think accurate information is probably the best way. There's no doubt about it. When you look at social media and some of the craziness that goes on social media, that's not news. That's not accurate information. That's often somebody's opinion to seeing if they could facilitate a situation that would ensue in our community, in our state, or in our country. I think tuning into the governor every day is your best source of information, tuning into the president, listening to your local media. I'm not only calling you weekly, but there are other local media outlets that I'm speaking to on a regular basis to make sure that we get the most accurate information out to our residents here in the Marion community.
What does the Marion community need to know right now?
Well, I think number one is that you have to follow the governor's order at this point in time. You know, I did my first press release on April the 13th, and that's when we started to close down the senior center because we recognized that the seniors were the most vulnerable, especially those with pre-existing health conditions. So we chose to close our senior center early on. We are providing certain services out of the senior center, but we're not allowing the seniors to come to for social activities, trips, and things of that nature. We're continuing our senior transportation. We're doing it on a limited basis for only no social rides at this point in time. And as long as our drivers, who are also many of them fall into that same age category, as long as they're healthy and able to provide that service, we'll continue to do so. Life Care Alliance's Meals on Wheels are prepped at the Senior Center, so we want to make sure that those meals are getting delivered to our most vulnerable citizens, and that also gives us, you know, contact with some of those residents who are the vulnerable ones in our community. Our Homemaker service is still being provided through the Senior Center. If you were already signed up, they will continue to provide that service for you. And also our monthly commodity deliveries will take place at the Senior Center. That is probably it was the first and biggest adjustment that we had as we stood at the dawn of this coronavirus that we're all dealing with right now. You know, remaining calm and not panic. Every piece of information that we're getting about the supply chain, where it's delivery to grocery stores and carryouts and convenience stores and everything in between, the supply chain at this point in time remains strong. You just can't go out and panic buy, you know. Drove through the parking lot this morning before I came into the office of Kroger on Delaware Avenue. And, you know, I just popped inside real quick and did a quick walkthrough to see how things were. And people were calm, cool, collected, a normal day, or as normal as it can be under the circumstances. But there's no need to go out and buy up all the widgets on the shelf, because the widget company is still making widgets.
You know, that's been an interesting aspect of this whole thing. Obviously, it has to do with an illness, the COVID-19 coronavirus. But the panic buying, the toilet paper, as silly as it sounds, I don't know where you find it in the town right now. It's been an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. excuse me. I think, you know, here again, we look to social media. Somebody somewhere on social media went and bought up all the toilet paper, and then people thought that that was something that they should do, and here we are today with a run on toilet paper all across the country, the state, and even in our own community. You know, it's not necessary. I frankly don't understand how a family could use that much toilet paper in a year's time. But we won't go down into the gutter on that one.
Now, Mayor, obviously you live in Marion. You have a family in Marion. How are you dealing with this time and people at home who normally aren't at home, school not in session, unprecedented times?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, I have two teenage daughters. Anybody that knows me knows that. And my wife is a teacher, so they're all three at home like many other families right now. I think child care is a challenge for those essential workers that are still able to work, and we need their services. I know here in city government we talked about, you know, what are the essential employees or departments in the city of Marion. We sent a lot of folks home yesterday. We're rotating shifts, trying to keep as many people working as we can. If you're feeling sick, go home. Stay home. If you have the temperature, if you have you know, flu-like symptoms, call your doctor. But when you are at home, the number one thing is to remember that you're doing this for the health of your family and those that you know, whether it's grandparents or friends or cousins, aunts and uncles, and everything like that. It is challenging, and I think over the course of the next week and what are we into? A week and six days now, I think. It will be even more challenging. I've seen my children get creative. One daughter was painting on a canvas last night to occupy her time. Of course, technology is very important. If you're able to have you know, things like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, things of that nature. You know, you can log on and find your favorite series that you've missed for the past couple of years and do a lot of binge watching. Homeland is a favorite of mine, so started doing a little binge watching of Homeland when I have the opportunity in the evenings.
It's interesting because we see the president most every day now on the national level. We see the governor every day on the state level. What obstacles has this presented here in Marion? Are people calling City Hall? Is there confusion? What's going on locally?
Well, I think the governor's order that came out, well, I think it was came out Sunday, went into effect last night, has been confusing for a lot of folks. I've been getting a lot of phone calls, emails, and texts about what businesses can remain open. And I listened to the governor very carefully yesterday, and you know, he basically said the order is what the order is. If a business determines that it's essential and it decides to stay open, then it has to make sure that the health and safety of its employees are being taken care of, whether they're practicing social distancing and wiping down high touch points and not congregating in the lunchroom or the break room and staying, make sure you're staying appropriate 6 foot away from one another if you're working on the line or whatever that your work is that you're doing that. So a lot of phone calls about certain businesses. Most of our biggest employers are outside of the city limits, so therefore I don't have the jurisdiction. I have talked to a couple of folks that are concerned about their children that work in some of these manufacturing, light manufacturing, warehousing facilities that decided to stay open. And the thing that I tell them is, you know what, you need to go to your supervisor. You need to go to HR first. That's the first thing that you have to do and question your safety in the environment that you're working in. And then if you feel that your safety is not being taken into consideration, then you need to take the next step. And it is not calling 911. We are not going to send the police out and make sure that you're practicing social distancing and proper hygiene within your workplace facilities. If it gets to the point where a number of your coworkers think it is to the point where it's dangerous to your health and welfare, then I don't know what Tracy said to you. I wasn't listening earlier, but you know, the director of the Marion Public Health has a lot of jurisdiction in an emergency like this.
Well, definitely wash your hands with soap and water. That's always the best way to go. It bears repeating here, I think. This is what Tracy Kinsler said earlier on. Wash your hands with soap and water. If you're using a pen and you still have to be out, make sure it's your pen. Don't use other people's pen. If somebody is sick, stay 6 feet away from them. Do what you have to do to keep yourself well in this situation.
That's exactly right, Scott. Those are kind of things that we were taught since we were children, and many times we get away from those very basic hygiene activities as adults, and I think we need to remember back to what our parents taught us. You know, when you cough, you cover your mouth, but we were taught to cough into our hands. Now we're taught to cough into the crook of our arm, which has been a challenge for me when I've had a cough. I you know, don't have one now, but, you know, when I do, it's also coming up on allergy season, so the trees and flowers are beginning and starting to pollinate, so you have to take that into consideration. But, you know, washing hands, I wash my hands and sanitize my hands. I haven't even counted, but I couldn't tell you how many times a day that I do that right now.
Yeah, and it's a very important thing to do, and Mayor, I know there was a press release sent out yesterday, it's on our news today, about some changes that went into effect at City Hall yesterday involving hours, involving taxes. If you could just kind of recap that, I think people would be interested.
Sure. Starting today, the City Hall and all of our public buildings are closed to the public for safety reasons and concerns. That doesn't mean that we don't have people in here working. I know Judge Ballinger of the Marion Municipal Court is working with a skeleton crew. If you have a business with the Marion Municipal Court, it's best to call the General City Hall telephone number of 740-387-2020 And you can go option one for the municipal court and option two for the probation department. But the city hall front doors and back doors are locked. But again, any employees that are coming into city hall, you're asked to sign a log. So we're signing you in. We're asking you a couple basic questions about your health. And we're taking your temperature and we're keeping a log on it. And that really came from an order that Tracy did a couple days ago that I signed as well, showing my support for Tracy's order for Marion Public Health when it came to public meetings. And, of course, I've canceled all the boards and commissions for the city of Marion. Council did its best to have a council meeting last night with some technical glitches that took place. I don't know if you tuned into that, Scott, but, you know, considering it was the first time that we have ever tried a meeting like that, I thought it went very well. Public participation was challenging, so we have some things to work out if we continue to have council meetings, which if this ensues much longer than the two-week gubernatorial order, we may have to have another council meeting in April. We need to make sure that the bills are being paid and that we can purchase the needed equipment and supplies to continue to provide the services that we are providing to our citizens. But City Hall is closed. You can still pay your city utility bill online. You can do it U.S. mail, and you can drop it in the slot in between the two front doors of City Hall. There's a slot there. It's been there ever since City Hall was constructed in the 1970s, and we will continue to process those bills. You can also put your income tax into that slot, and we will make sure that your income tax filings and payments, if necessary, get to the city auditor's office for processing up here on the third floor in Robert Landon's office of the city auditor.
You know, Mayor, I was reading this morning because the federal taxes have been postponed until July at this particular point, but that's not the case with state and local, and I don't know if people understand that. Is that correct?
That is correct. The local government municipal income tax, we follow the state. Now, I do know the state legislature is convening, I believe, today to take up issues such as this that we're talking about. The governor has been asked about this in his press conferences, and I tend to agree with the governor. I hope the legislature mirrors what the federal government has done when it comes to income tax. But until the state legislature passes that bill and it gets signed by the governor and becomes law, right now in the city of Marion, in the state of Ohio, your income taxes payments and filings are generally termed April 15th. But that could change this week with an extension to mirror what the federal government has done. And I think it's, what is it, Scott, June 15th maybe?
I believe so, June or July.
Okay, not sure. So I don't want to go on record as saying, even though you have your listeners listening to us right now, I don't know, to be honest with you.
I believe it's July at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
At this point, what is the biggest? Because we heard the sanitation crews out this morning, which is
yep.
Great. What is the biggest challenge facing local government at this point?
Well, the biggest challenge is making sure that we have a healthy workforce and able to provide the critical services, police, fire, sanitation, sewers, and even the street crew. We have a street crew out, but we are rotating some of those crews and it just for that just-in-case situation or if somebody comes down ill in any of those departments. We have spread out our crews. We've practiced social distancing within all those departments, and making sure that we're all practicing the proper hygiene that Tracy talked about this morning.
Did this came up so fast? What challenges did that create? Did you have any idea, we certainly didn't, that this was going to happen this fast, this way, and change our lives so quickly in under 2 weeks?
Well, I think if anybody had any idea that it was going to come to this, they probably should have taken their money out of the stock market before it all hit. So no, none of us did. But I'll say this to you. We do prepare for events of this nature. You know, on my desk right now, I've got two plans, one by Marion Public Health, which is the pandemic influenza plan, and I have another plan from the emergency management, EMA, here in Marion County. and it is the continuity of operations plan. So we have plans in place for natural disasters in the event of a train wreck and noxious gases are released in our community, or the event that we're going through right now. So that template was already here for us to follow. The Marion City Police Department and Fire Department have their own plans. They know what their plans are. They know how to put them into effect. And both chiefs have done a great job with their staff and their personnel to ensuring their personal safety and also making sure that they can come to work healthy and do their jobs.
Mayor, final question here. I know you're very busy at this point, but a lot of people are worried. A lot of people are fearful within this listening audience right now. It's the first day of the stay-at-home order. A lot of people are worried, can I go to the grocery store? Can't I? Of course you can at this particular point. What can you tell people who live in the city of Marion at this particular point to make them feel a little bit better about a really tough situation right now?
I think the best thing that I could tell anybody right now is that we're all going to get through this, and my sincere hopes and prayers are that we get through this all healthy together, and when we come out of this on the other side, we'll be full run into spring, and the weather will be much better, I guess, and we can enjoy the social activities that we have all had to put on hold right now. It's a tough time right now, these next 2 weeks. And hopefully we won't get an order to extend the stay-at-home order, but I am confident that the sun will shine again, not only over this country, over this state, but over the Marion community.
Before I let you go, Mayor, one more question. We got the note yesterday. Is there anything on the horizon, I know it's ever-changing at this point, but that you can foresee in the next few days?
Well, everything changes minute by minute, to be honest with you. I've been doing a 10 a.m. meeting with some of my senior staff members, police chief and fire chief, and I find out something new every day in those 10 a.m. meetings. So we'll make the needed changes if something arises, and we'll keep the media informed. And I would just, again, ask folks to be careful what you read and see and take literally on social media. Make sure you verify and confirm the sources that you see on social media, because that's not what we need right now. We need sound minds and cool heads so we can all get through this healthy together.
Very important. The mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. The mayor, there you go. Now, it's interesting. And boy, it's the same thing we talked about earlier here this morning. You've got to don't believe everything you read on Facebook. This is one of those times where you're going to have to come to radio and you're going to have to go to the newspaper, and we're going to try to get it right. We're going to talk to the mayor. We're going to talk to the health commissioner. We're going to try to get it right out of their mouth. What is going on? And I think the mayor did a tremendous job right there in letting us knowing what's going on with the city. To know that there were plans in place if something like this, God forbid, should ever happen. So that's where we are. 40 minutes past the hour here, and we thank the mayor for coming on, and he will do that every Tuesday at this time, as long as this goes on. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler earlier on, or the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. It's interesting. And I said it, I can't believe I even put this on Facebook yesterday. I'm on Facebook. I read the same stuff you do. And I hate that I even have to say this. Stop buying toilet paper. If you have toilet paper in your house, stop it. Stop buying it. Other people need toilet paper. You cannot mass buy this stuff, and it's going to be replenished. We won't run out as long as people stop mass buying it. There's no need to do that. The stores are staying open. So just try to relax a little bit and take it with a grain of salt. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was wondering, when you go through the drive-thrus, the people, I don't know if they could even wear a mask, but they're not wearing the gloves or anything. Are they supposed to, or should they be?
I don't believe there is any mandate at this point for anybody to wear gloves or anybody to wear a mask who's working in a grocery store or who's working in a restaurant. Now, I do know that we don't know if it's part of the order or not. We talked to Tracy Kinsler earlier on when we went on the air, health commissioner. She thought that taking everybody's temperature was in the mandate if you're going to be open. And you know what? We hope people do that even if it's not in the mandate, because that's an important thing to do. But if you don't have a fever and you're not feeling bad, it's probably okay. But if you're feeling bad, tell your boss, and they're going to send you home at this point. But no, I don't think gloves and masks are mandatory.
Well, I was just wondering, because I didn't know if they checked them every day, or if you coughed even if you didn't have a fever, if you could get it. I don't know, can you, or I don't know if you can or not. If you can carry it for 2 or 3 weeks before you get the fever.
I've
never heard that.
Yeah, I know you can be a carrier before symptoms start to show. So yeah. I imagine it's probably true, but I do know you have to. I think we're all learning because it's a fairly new disease. But I would say that if you're going to go through a drive-through or you're going to go through a carry-out, restaurants are taking very high precautions right now to not do anything wrong. They are trying. I'm sure the people who are cooking the food, the people who are putting it in the box, the people who are doing all that. I think they're being very cautious right now, because not only do they not want to make the customers sick, they don't want to make their employees sick. If you got no employees, you can't run your business.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah. I don't think it's mandatory to do that. I do know that some of the fast food places are doing it, though, but I do think it's optional. Just like the grocery store, it's not mandatory at the grocery store right now to wear a mask or a pair of gloves, but I do know that a lot of people have went to washing your hands every half hour. A lot of grocery stores on their own have made that mandatory to go wash your hands with soap and water every hour or half hour.
Yeah, of course, I know they sanitize those carts when they go in, but they don't realize when they're checking out their money, getting money. It's supposed to be the dirtiest thing of all, money. And you don't think about that, you know, and stuff, so...
No, the money is an interesting thing, and we're all going to have to keep dealing with money. So, it's going to be one of those things. I don't know. I honestly think if people wash their hands, if people stay safe, I think we'll be okay. There's only 4 diagnosed cases in Marion right now, and it is viral. So you do have to come in contact with it. There are going to be more cases. There's no doubt about it. But hopefully it'll be a small enough percentage to where... Right now we know most people who get it won't even know they have it. It'll be very mild symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Like a cold. So, it's... But if you do feel things in your chest, if you do feel a fever, it's probably best to call your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, I was just wondering about that, because I went through last week, and I, you know, thought they didn't have anything like that on. There were several in there. You know, sometimes there'll be 8, 10 or more in there, and I thought, with that many people, there's got to be somebody coughing. And when you read the restaurant things about the health department, then you get to worrying.
Well, and I think right now it's just like the grocery store. I mean, there are a ton of people in the grocery store, and it's just that's one of the things that has to be right now, because we've got to get food.
Yeah.
So it's just a way of life right now. But I just hope people don't panic. You know, we can be cautious, but panic is not going to help.
Well, unless you have a condition like breathing or something, you're going to panic. But otherwise, if you're pretty healthy, you're not going to be kind of that way.
Right. And if you do have a breathing disease, maybe you can find somebody to go to the store for you, or find somebody to go to the restaurant for you, and get around that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, I just wondered.
No,
when I listened, I haven't heard anybody say anything about that, so I just wondered.
No, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And the phone lines are open just like that, 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour here. Give us a ring, 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or comments, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, we've tried this morning to bring it to you with the mayor and Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler to discuss everything that's going on, and this is where we are. We are under a stay-at-home order from the governor at this particular point, and it's different. I mean, I think we can all say that, you know. It's a different time, but I'm sure at the end we will all get through this just fine, and everything will be hunky-dory as long as we follow the rules. And I think at the end of the day, the interesting thing is going to be how we handled it as far as staying calm. You know, it's okay to be cautious, but let's be calm. You know, we talk about pandemic and panic, but let's cautious and calm. If we could be cautious and calm, I think we'd be okay. And, you know, that comes back to the toilet paper thing, where I just think, holy moly, we have got to stop it with the toilet paper. We really do. That's just a little too much. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just fixing something here. You know, here's an interesting thing. On Facebook, when I put a post up there, for some reason, it's not shareable. I have to go and change the setting to make it shareable. Now, I don't know why that is. Does anybody know why that does that? Why do I have to go and change the setting every time? Gee whiz, drive you nuts. Well, everybody's at home. What are you doing at home today? Anybody doing anything interesting to pass the time? I don't know what I'm going to do today when I get out of here at this particular point. Bizarre times. You know, though, it's interesting to be at home and do things that you normally wouldn't do. It's different, but it's okay. You know, there are worse things than to be confined to your home. Now, I am getting some word here from people who work in restaurants that they do use gloves, and they try to make it as clean as possible. I think that's what you have to do. So, there you go. Let's see here. 48 minutes past the hour. Don't really want to do any type of trivia right now, because I think it's more important to have these discussions right now. But boy, oh boy, on the toilet paper, we've got to knock that off. It's just too much. And as I said yesterday, I heard that this whole toilet paper thing is about control, that people feel like things are out of control, so for some reason, buying toilet paper puts them in control. And maybe that's true, maybe that's not true, I really don't know, but I think somebody should really, really take a look at that, because we've got to leave, you know, I understand they're limiting it to three, but three is too much. You know, just buy one package. How many rolls are in a package? Six? Four? Depends on the package, I guess. Just buy one package. That's all you need. And then go back to the store when you run out of that. It's going to take you a week or two, I don't know, a little bit of time before you're going to run out of that. 50 minutes past the hour, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The times, they certainly are a-changin' at this point, as is said. But it won't be permanent. You know, whenever this comes to an end, and it will, we will go back to the way we used to live life, and everything will be fine, and we will all move forward, and everything will be okay. And that's what you have to keep in the back of your mind at this point, that everything will be okay eventually. And when it is, life will be fine, and things will go on. Again, phone lines are open. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. I think we got a call coming in here. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
fair to medium. Just let you know that I have been listening more to the station. Of course, I'm never disappointed with the outstanding quality of all of our wonderful programs.
Yeah.
So definitely, if it was ever a time to listen to the radio and also go to the website and see archives of shows, everybody from Dr. Ruth to Sam Donaldson to assorted people in history, political figures, this is it. I mean, you get the mayor on, you get health department people on. We cover local and international important people, people much more important than myself. So this was a great radio listening time in our history.
Well, it's interesting. I just noticed somebody was commenting on Facebook. They miss the mayor, but they want to hear from the mayor, and they miss Tracy Kinsler and wanted to hear from her. Do you think those might be available today on the website?
I was actually planning on doing it during the 10 o'clock feature since we had some updates in the obituaries. But let my esteemed listeners know that should be actually up by 10:15 Eastern Daylight Time. How about that?
Hey, that's very good.
Is that service or what, Scott?
That's service.
I'm actually putting you ahead of some of my other work, but I can multitask. Plus, as you've probably seen on my Facebook page, I've been furnishing my at-home gym, so I can actually do that because it's pretty much in the same room as the computers and all my fancy-dancy gadgets. But,
well,
yeah.
We're living in...
Does any station provide better service than we do? We are just it.
Well, and you know, at this point, there's a reason that media is exempt during a stay-at-home order like this, and it's for purposes like this. We come in here. The office is closed. The office hours are closed. You can't come to the office right now during a stay-at-home order. But if you are hosting,
I can get in the office.
Well, you can. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you. But I'm saying that if you are not doing a show on this station or are a guest on this station at this point, it's not open to the public, I should say, and that's our concession. But we have to be on the air. We have to be giving information like we did this morning because you can't stop that. It's important.
If your name is Scott S., you are someone that people should listen to, because the information will be invaluable. Let you and Scott, you and the other Scott, I'm sure he's listening, and everybody else who's listening, my friend, my other brother in broadcasting, Nick C.J., who lives in Wales, he will be on with me Thursday talking about how the situation is in the United Kingdom. We'd like to hear an international perspective. This obviously is an international issue, but things are a little different in another country, so he's going to talk about it with me. Always a good time.
Well,
if nothing else, listen, because he has such a cool accent.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Real, because he actually is. He's in Wales, about 10 miles from the, or 10 miles or 16 kilometers from the border of England. So we can talk a little bit about Brexit, about the order from Mr. Johnson, and what else is going on from a British perspective. So do listen, folks. It'll be between about 13 after 2 and 3. p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this Thursday, and I'll also repeat the show. So, good stuff on the way, Scott.
Well, it's interesting to me how this has changed everything. I mean, I've never seen something in 13 days knock everything else off the front page of every newspaper, every magazine.
Yeah, it's like there's no election anymore. Yeah, that's something that Donald Trump brought up, and you know, love him or hate him, we have to look at, there are other things going on. I mean, it's springtime, and it's tax time. I mean, taxes are being delayed, at least at a federal level. But there are so many issues. But that's how big this is. Every single story. This is, and things related, like the economy. I mean, for example, stocks today are surging due to some hopeful news about stimuli. But it's happened before, then they go back down again, so who knows?
But well, just, the stock market, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on there. It's very unfortunate. The financial aspects on this are going to be long-term.
Yeah, the after effects, I don't see any issue in history, other than, as Dr. Feynman and I, a.k.a. Ron, talked about, you probably heard, other than the Civil War, any issue that's had more lasting effects than this has, it already has, and it will, and in terms of how big this issue is. And the world will never be the same, Scott. Now, we like to look at a silver lining. I've always felt restaurants and bars, they don't always follow good sanitary procedures, not wearing gloves, not cleaning. I think from now on we will see every hospitality business follow better sanitation, and that certainly is nice. I mean, they should be doing that. I mean, I always do in my own life, but we can't control what a business will do, but it certainly is an eye-opener. I'm not saying following better sanitation is going to prevent this stuff, but it certainly helps keep things keep things working better and flowing better. And it just takes a big event for those things to change. It's not a very good analogy, but obviously there are changes in the world that will never go back to the way they were from the 9/11 events. And whenever a major event happens, that's going to be an after effect. And in the economy, I mean, it's just one big mystery. It's kind of exciting, but it's obviously not a good thing, as now the Dow gains of the Trump administration have been erased. But maybe it'll bounce back. People are saying after this bear market, it just bounces back and it's better than ever. And that's what happened about 12 years ago. So you really don't know. It's nothing else. It's interesting. But we want to get a means to an end here. And let's hope that's what happens.
Something has to happen.
It's no better way to say it. But do you feel, Scott, I mean, because you've worked in hospitality-type jobs, do you think that in this country we've been a little bit lax about wearing gloves, sanitizing, cleaning? Especially some restaurants and bars, they may train the employees, but then they get a little bit lax.
It's a tough call because, to be honest with you, I think that restaurant owners do the best that they can, and I don't know that will have a long-term effect, because I think you get new employees all the time and they do what they do. But in this particular case, I think in the country we don't have a whole lot of cases of food poisoning, which is what this would be a direct result of. I think what we need to pay attention from now on, I think where the lasting impact is going to be, is on healthcare and what are the hospitals equipped with. And do we really pay attention to what goes on in other places in the world? Because that has always been a fascinating thing to me. There, if you go to any other country in the world, they are far more interested in the United States than we are in them. We do very little international news.
Yeah, you think we're kind of fascinated by the royal family, by Asian people, but it's kind of the other way around. Yeah, I agree that Americans are just a different. Different species to some places. I agree with you. Even in Canada, where it just seems like a lot of the politics are different.
Turn on the evening news. On the evening news, how much of it before this was international news? None.
Yeah, we kind of realize that we all share the same earth.
Yeah, and I mean, how many people paid attention to coronavirus before? 2 weeks ago. You know, it started in December, as Tracy said this morning, and there were rumblings about it, but it was on page 10 of a newspaper.
Right, but there are viruses all the time, and depends how dangerous they are, how contagious they are. This one is just so special in many ways.
Yeah, but you know, I heard things about this a couple months ago where, you know, boy oh boy, we need to do something, we're not ready for this, and people just thought that it was another day.
Yeah, and I've heard that too. And it's like, well, is it going to be a false alarm? Is it what they're saying? Is it going to be more severe? And it all happens so suddenly. You're talking about the course of about a month, but even in the last few days, and the different steps the governor's taken in terms of what is being restricted. It's just like like nothing else in my lifetime, Scott. I mean, I think I thought Nixon resigning and Watergate was big. 9/11 was obviously huge. I don't want to downplay that at all. This is a different type of story. But I don't see anything that's going to have a lasting impact that this does currently and will.
And no.
A lot of it's a mystery. We don't even know. It's certainly not over yet.
By a long shot. Well, Adam, we're out of time this morning, but I thank you for calling in, and we'll look for the show on Thursday, 2 to 3, with Nick from England, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right, and we're about done here. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4 today, the pastor's spot from 5 to 6, Adam the computer guy from 2 to 3, and for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Provisions along to spend a week's vacation, but they got lost out in the woods. The nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of them except a piece of bunny.